Hey, joining us now in the studio, Joan Farnham with the Art Scene. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day.
It is, and the lake is carrying on this morning.
Is it?
Oh, it is. It's just growling around. Yeah, it is. And it makes ice this time of year. And I guess Chell Anderson has a piece on WTI Radio that is on the website now about why Lake Superior makes ice when it gets warmer.
Interesting. I'm going to have to check it out.
I saw that you have the Artmobile out there.
Yes,
today.
I do. Just got back from an Alaskan buying trip in preparation for the Inuit premiere next Saturday.
You did?
Yes.
What, did you go to Toronto?
No. Well, Kari went earlier.
Okay.
That trip is done. It was the Alaskan art that needed to be brought back.
So you went to Alaska?
Yes.
Well, you can talk about that.
No.
Was it good?
Was it
cold
fabulous.
Up there?
No, it was very much like it is here. As a matter of fact, the only time I wore my heavy coat was at night when we were walking in downtown Anchorage. I mean, it was, I had a light, one of those Patagonia nanopuff sweater-like things, and that's all we wore most of the time, going in and out of places and meeting with people, and it was fabulous.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh. So they're going to, did you get lots of cool stuff?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. And met a few new artists. I mean, we have had their work before, but we hadn't met them personally. And some young carvers that are coming up that are just amazing. Just amazing. So it's very, very cool.
Oh, well, I am excited. So that's Inuit premiere starts
next Saturday.
It starts Friday night with a movie at Morth House.
That's right.
And I don't know what it's going to be. Do you know?
No, but even if we did, we couldn't tell you. You're going to have to stop in and find out.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be really, it's a great weekend. Actually, next weekend is really heavy duty.
Yeah.
Because isn't it St. Patrick's Day?
Yep, on the 17th.
Oh, no.
So but they're celebrating on the weekend.
It's Mush for a Cure next weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, and so there's lots of stuff going on. This weekend, we had the big opening for the North Shore Photography Show at the Johnson Heritage Post last night. And people that were in it, and I'm just going to name them because they're all part of the show, is Don Davison, Travis Nowitzki, Bruce Johnson, and these are all locals. Well, Travis is from Grand Portage. Paul Sundberg, and he's from Gooseberry Falls.
He's got a place next to me, so he's local,
he
too.
He does? Yeah. He's a local, too? Yeah. But, he works at the Gooseberry Run.
Yeah.
And Roger Nordstrom, he's from the Twin Cities, and John Wood, and he's from the Twin Cities, too. And this is really an incredible, fun show. There's all kinds of different ways of looking at the North Shore in photos, and so we definitely definitely advise people to go. It's open from the Heritage Post for sure is open tomorrow for sure, and today from 11 to 4 is usually the hours, or 1 to 4. Let's go 1 to 4 to make sure. And it's going to be open all day, all March. So let's go. Last night, all the relatives, friends, fans, etc., were there, and it was just crowded for like from 5 to 7.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I know a couple of things that sold, so you can go buy things too. And some of the photographers have prints as well as framed pieces, and they're beautiful.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Johnson Heritage Post is, in case folks are wondering if they're visiting, is that log building that's right on Wisconsin Avenue and 2nd
mm-hmm.
Street.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Has those beautiful pine trees in the front yard.
In the front, yep. Yeah. And it faces the harbor, so you can't miss it.
Also tonight for art is Nick, you may pronounce the word for me.
Robleski.
If you listen to it, it's easy to pronounce, but if you read it, you go, oh my goodness. You see, it's
Robleski.
Robleski. Woodcut printer.
Yes.
And he's going to have his Far Side Chats on Saturday. It should be tonight from 6 to 7 at Sievertson Gallery. Sievertson Gallery has some information about Nick on their website. And it said he was an intern for Jim Hansen.
Yep,
which is
the
Sesame
Muppets.
Street.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Muppets.
What did he do there? Do you know?
I don't, but we'll find out tonight.
Oh, that's very fascinating. And he also worked for Swallows and Amazons, a jungle tour group in Brazil. So this person has a lot of interesting stories. Plus that he is a beautiful printmaker. On my blog, I did put a print he made of a great blue heron that it, at sunrise or sunset. And, you know, and it is just wonderful. The lines are so clean.
He captures such depth with a woodcut. I mean, it is amazing. He's got one that I think is a sold-out print right now, but it was a winter scene that had shadows coming across the snow, and it was so striking. I mean, you would look at it, and it would just take you away. And his you know, interest is not only North Woods, but he's done some farmland with barns and stuff. So anybody who grew up on a farm is just taken aback immediately. And lots of birds, really wonderful birds, that have these lines connecting them in the woodcut. And it's like, you know, we're all connected sort of thing, that energy that, you know, you wonder how a flock of birds moves in harmony, you know. It's really wonderful. Just he's just got it. That kid has just got it. And he's been at North House, hasn't he, teaching a class or in collaboration with the Art Colony?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And kid? Is he a
young
man?
I call him a kid. Everybody's a kid to me. But I would guess he's in his 30s.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
That's a kid.
Very, 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 you know, must be an old soul living in that young body is all I can say.
6 to 7 tonight.
Yeah.
At Saverson Gallery.
Yep.
The other things that we have some music this weekend. Mm-hmm. The James Moores is in town, and he's be playing at apres-skis at various places. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be at the Tavern tonight as a duo. So this will be acoustic singer songwriter, but great music. They're touring quite a bit in the Midwest and in the West now, so they're really worth going to see. And also Tim Mahoney is going to be at Papa Charlie's. He's a very popular guy out here too. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of choices for music tonight. And on Sunday, Josh Airy, if you like cello classical music, he's going to be doing the classical music series at the Bluefin Bay from 7 to 9 on Sunday. So that's pretty fun. Movies. The regular first of the month movie at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts is this morning. And I think this morning it's pretty much it's a PG for sure. But I think it's pretty much a design to bring in kids. But we can't tell you what movie it is over the air because it's a popular movie, and they get it for cheap as long as they don't advertise it. So you have to go to the ACA. It's a potluck to see what's there. And they also have one on Monday night, too. It's Monday night at the movies at the ACA. So this is a great opportunity if you're missing going to movies. And I just wanted to say another moving thing is there are a couple of videos that I'm recommending this week. One of them is, and a lot of people have seen this already. It's gone viral. It's the title of it is My Hometown Thunder Bay. And it's a rap hip-hop video by this guy. His name is Jason Burnell and his band Burns in Hell. And it's a rap video about Thunder Bay. And I'm sorry, you know, you think you must be kidding. Well, that's what happened. He sings about hockey. He sings about Crystal Beer. He sings about pulp and paper employment problems. And you see all these parts of Thunder Bay. I mean, part of the thing, if you look at the comments on YouTube, if you look in the comments on the after the video, you know, people are arguing about, well, where was that taken? Hmm. You know, and it's the music is quite wonderful. He's a very charming guy. And what's happened is, at one point, that video was the most watched YouTube video in Canada for one day.
Wow.
Yeah. Right now, it was put up like the 6th of February, and right now it has 300,000 views.
Wow.
More and counting. And so this is really cool. And you can find it on my blog at NorthshoreArtScene.com, which is also part on the WTIP webpage. So you can find it there without searching through much. And the other video I want to tell you about is this. We did a video on at the Extreme Painting event where they had the plein air painting up there in Lakewood.
Yes.
Yeah, in Minogen. Well, I went out there with this video from WTIP and took some videos of these painters painting in the cold. It wasn't that cold. I mean, it was 25, 30 degrees. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so that is also available to watch because it's sort of funny and has a little, it's a little edgy. And however, I want to do, I must admit, it's only had 130 views.
Well, after today, that's going to skyrocket. It'll be the most watched video in Cook County.
So that's my news.
All right. Thank you, Joan.
Joan, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joan. Joan Farnham joins us every Saturday and gives us the North Shore art scene.